this is Sean Wickersham, and thank you for listening to Leaders Direct, the official podcast of the Leaders Group. Today, we continue our Directors Council series as Micah catches up with Tim Gelinas. Tim has been a member of the Directors Council for years and has routinely been the top producer at the Leaders Group. If you want to hear more from Tim, make sure to attend his session in this year's Straight Talk series of webinars on December 8th or December 10th at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. With that said, let's hear what Tim has to say.
All right. Thank you, everybody, and welcome to our Directors Council podcast with Tim Gelinas. And Tim has more than 22 years of experience, specializes in helping retirees preserve and protect their assets. His personalized service has won him numerous awards and national recognitions. Tim has also led the Leaders Group in production 3 years in a row from 2012 to 2014. And he has received the 2008-2009 five-star Best in Client Satisfaction Award. Also the five-star Wealth Manager Award as seen in Atlanta Magazine 2011 through 2020. And was also awarded the Top 40 Advisors Under 40 by NAIFA's Atlanta Chapter in 2011 and 2012. And he was also named to the Advisors Council by Fidelity Investments in 2013, 14, 15, 16, and 17, and has been a member of the President's Club since the President's Club's inception. As you can tell, Tim has been an extremely powerful advisor for the Leaders Group, and we are very lucky to have him today. So thank you, Tim, for being here.
Thanks, Micah. That was nice.
And first off today, I just wanted to get started by allowing you to tell everyone just a little bit about yourself and how you got your start in the business.
Yeah, so I don't know. We just try to be pretty normal. We try to relate to clients. I came into the business through John Hancock. My grandfather was the first person inducted into the John Hancock Hall of Fame. And my dad was also inducted, and for a long time, they were the only father and son. So that's where I started, and I was selling long-term care insurance. And obviously, working with retirees selling long-term care, you have to get into their financial picture to see if long-term care insurance is appropriate and how much coverage and so forth. And I realized that I really liked dealing with the investment side of things more than the insurance side. The numbers just jazzed me. I liked solving those problems. And so over time, it just gradually moved towards investing. And so that's pretty much what we've been doing for a long time now is working on the investment side, whether it's annuities or managed accounts. It used to be mutual funds where we would get commissions, but with the efficiency of managed accounts now, and no minimums, that's the way to go.
Okay. Now, once you got into the business and you made that switch, how did you go about building that business to where you are today?
Okay, so my wife also works with me, and she's great. She helps me stay organized, as most good salesmen, we tend to be, or women. We tend to be a little on the ADD side and more people person. And my wife created systems and helped me stay organized, of which we use those systems still to this day. And we got a business coach early on who was fantastic and really helped us focus and hone our business. It was one of the best decisions we ever had was having a business coach. So used him for a year, and we still use the systems that he helped us create. So every year I'll go and look at the next year and the next 5 years and see where we are and what we did this last year. And as far as where business is going to come from, how we're moving the business, what investments are we going to be using, where we're going to get our clients from, how many days off are we going to take, where are we going to go, employees and benefits, all of that is structured of what we started to create a good 18, 19, 20 years ago.
Okay. And what products do you use or You'd mentioned managed money, indexed annuities. Is it primarily those two product lines, or are there a variety of other products that you offer?
Yeah, for a long time, it was really indexed annuities. That's what our clients wanted. They wanted protection on the downside. Most retirees, they're not looking to hit home runs anymore, so they want some protection. And the indexed annuities fit. With the low cap environment, they're not as attractive as they once were, but still an important piece because retirees want a safety net. So having everything in mutual funds, some want that, which is fine in a managed account, but having some portion that's carved out as a safety net has been a great strategy that we've used. And we've used indexed annuities in that space. In the last in the last 8 months, we've started using a variable annuity, which I have not liked variable annuities in quite a long time. They just were expensive and cumbersome and just didn't work the way that I liked. Commissions were great, but I just didn't think it was in the client's best interest to use those versus a managed account. But there is a variable annuity from Athene that I like a lot, and it's the Athene Amplify. And so our clients have been using that when they have wanted the growth potential of the market, but some protection on the downside. It's one of those registered indexed linked annuities, and the fees are very low on that.
Right. Yeah. And then that was going to be my next question was, you know, being in that indexed annuity market, if you had started taking a look at the RILA or registered index linked annuity market. And you know, I'm right along with you on that Athene Amplify contract that if the client's willing to pay a small fee, then currently it's giving you 140% participation rate with 20% downside protection and zero caps on the upside.
That's beautiful in my opinion. It's great. And with the all-in cost is 0.95%. per year. I mean, that's awesome for a variable annuity, really good. So the way I structure it with clients is when somebody is saying that they want some protection, there's some hesitancy about the market. If they don't have hesitancy and they understand allocation, we're going to the managed account. If they want some protection, then my question to them is, would you rather have limited growth potential with no chance of loss. So the market takes a dive, you can't lose, but when the market's going up, you only get a portion of the growth. Or do you want all the growth of the S&P 500, or you're giving up the dividends? So you're following the S&P and you get 140% of whatever it does over 6 years. But if the market tanks, you have protection. So they're going to cover the first 20%. If the market's down 25, you have a little bit of a loss, but they're going to eat the first 20% of that loss. Would you rather have the full growth potential or a portion of it if you have no downside risk? And that kind of drives the conversation. Some of them don't want to ever see a loss. That's just too stressful for them. And then we go the indexed annuity route. If the others say, I don't mind some exposure, I just don't want to get creamed if the market takes a dive. Well, then the registered index linked is a perfect fit in that spot.
Okay. And then, you know, as far as what your business looks like today, we have, you know, primarily we had covered the RILA market and the Athene Amplify. On the indexed annuity side and the managed money side, do you have certain carriers that you lean towards or that you prefer?
Yeah. Okay. So I have a colleague, Mike Ross, many of you guys know, and he owns the Wealth Enhancement Group. And for most of our larger clients, I've been doing business with him for years and years and years. And I've found that he's one of the best I've ever seen. His company, they do a great job. Their client relation, the client touch points, they're just really good and efficient and nice, and clients love them. So we split business there. And since Starlight Portfolios has come out, the smaller accounts, which were under Mike's minimum, we have used and absolutely love Starlight Portfolios. During this pandemic, the recovery that they've had has been amazing. The clients love it. They understand how everything works in the relation between me and TLG advisors. They understand the fees, which are reasonable for clients that have, especially the lower amounts. If somebody has 50,000 or 200,000 or 250 or something like that, they're quite reasonable on the management fee. So yeah, Starlight, those two are my go-to.
Okay. And on the index annuity side?
Indexed annuities would be Athene. Allianz I use from time to time, but Athene is pretty much my main carrier.
Okay. And is there a specific index annuity at Athene you like?
Yeah, the accumulator's fine. The one that I've used for years and years is the Performance Elite Plus, 10 Plus. I've liked that. The bonus was good. You can use it without the bonus, but with the bonus, they're great as far as liquidity is concerned. They have the return of premium. They have 10% cumulative withdrawals up to 20%. The return of premium, I think I just mentioned. It's a good solid, and the performance of the annuity has been great.
Okay, perfect. And that brings us to our last question, and lots of times my favorite question is, what advice would you give someone that's either new to the independent space as an independent advisor or that's early in their career as an independent advisor?
That's really a good question. I mean, times have changed so much from when I started. When I started, we could cold call and actually get in touch with somebody. So somebody who's a new advisor, if they're changing from a captive agency to becoming independent, then my advice is good for them and just continue to work their space. Their clients find a way to educate clients, whether it's doing presentations, teaching at institutions, finding a way to get in touch with clients on a large scale basis rather than one-to-one and cultivating that relationship is great. Learn how to speak publicly. Go to Toastmasters. Go somewhere and learn how to speak in front of a large group. That'll benefit them to no end.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, that brings us to the end of our podcast call. Thank you, everyone, for joining. And Tim Gelinas, thank you very much. I enjoyed this. I even learned a bit here. So I appreciate your time and all you do for the Leaders Group.
Yeah, man. Happy to help.